Exercise 4. Recorded music and radio suffered through a love-hate relationship. On the one hand, they competed against one another for the entertainment time and dollar of the American public. Early radio broadcasts were most likely to be live performances. This, however, was an expensive pursuit, and as the availability and quality of recorded music improved, recorded music became more widespread. This occasionally led to legal disputes. Record companies objected to radio stations playing their discs on the air, which they clearly labeled not licensed for radio broadcast. On the other hand, it was free publicity for their new songs, so the protests were often faint, as negotiations between the record companies and radio stations regarding the payment of rights fees would ultimately show. The industry would learn to see radio as a strong complement, eventually going so far as to pay radio stations to play their music.